Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
The Burt Show.
For the second time, the Vince Lombardi Trophy is headed to Philadelphia. Eagles fly in Super Bowl 59. The Eagles are Super Bowl champions for the second time. 40-22, they take down the Chiefs.
Wah, wah.
It was a beatdown last night.
Wah, wah. I don't know when it was. I don't know what decade it was that it seemed like every single year the Super Bowl was a big old nothing burger. Like one team was getting blown out. And then I feel like in recent years it's been pretty close. Last year, last night I just lost interest. I mean, I turned that thing off in the middle of the fourth.
I made it. I didn't even make it to the fourth. I made it halfway through the third and I'd had enough.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I was thinking about you most of the time.
Yeah. I was going through it.
Why was that a big one for you there, Mo?
I didn't even want to bet on the Super Bowl. I feel like it was forced on me, but there I was. I'll reset it if you missed it. I was in a playoff drawer for the NFL, and it was like a March Madness-style tournament, and I happened to pick all of the right teams. The only one I didn't get right was the one in the end, which was the Kansas City Chiefs. So the guy that I was playing against in the finals chose the Eagles. I chose the Chiefs, and whoever won was going to get a $5,000 pot off of a $50 buy-in. And he came to me and offered me a split half a week before the Super Bowl, and I could have sent him $2,500. He gave me $2,500. We call it a day. Boy, did that seem like the right thing to do looking back now.
Well, I tried telling you.
Yeah.
Anybody I told leading up to the game about your bet is like, oh, I would have taken that $2,500. I know.
And I was right there, man. It seemed like the right thing to do. I felt like it was the right thing to do, but I got that text from my grandmother. And everybody was in my DM saying, I know you blame your grandmother. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't blame my grandmother. It was my decision to make. She did inspire me. She did inspire me to go big or go home. Yep. I went big. Now I'm going home.
Nothing.
Mm. A big old nothing. That was... I wish I just honestly, first of all, let me say this. My friends, my family, the Bird Show listening community, like they never come out to support me the way they do when I'm down bad. When I am in pain, man, my phone was blowing up this morning like I played in the Super Bowl.
At what point during the game did you go, oh, this is it. This is done.
I think it was Pat Mahomes' first interception. It just looked like momentum is such a big deal in an NFL game, and it just felt like Philly had the momentum from the very beginning, and I saw nothing in Kansas City that said they could turn it around.
Yeah. Philly played good. Kansas City did not.
No. When it was 17-0, I'm like, I feel pretty good about this. Although then you got the Patrick Mahomes factor, and I don't know who was playing at quarterback last night for Kansas City, but it was not the Patrick Mahomes that I've been watching the last couple of years.
I don't know what that was about, man. I felt like he could turn it around in the second half, and then when they came out and was still flat, I was like, this is a wrap. If the NFL is cheating, then I don't know where they were last night, but we could have used it to make it a decent game at least.
Where are the conspiracy theorists today? They're like, oh, they had to have a blowout to reset this, to throw us off the scent.
So I asked my son was sitting in my lap when the Super Bowl started last night, and I'm like, all right, Jimmy, who you got, Kansas City Chiefs or Philadelphia Eagles? He's like, I don't know. I go, do you think the guys in red are going to win? Or you think the guys in green are going to win? He goes, guys in green!
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So I wish you would have told me that a week sooner.
I know. And funnily enough, when we were watching the Super Bowl, because I did watch it in its entirety last night, and you can call me crazy. I told my husband this, so I have evidence. The way John Hamm introduced the Kansas City Chiefs and the way Bradley Cooper introduced the Eagles, I was like, I think the Eagles are going to win.
Just based on that.
Merely based on the introductions, because John Hamm's voice cracked a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And then Bradley Cooper's holding a little kid. And if you know the history of like the Philadelphia Eagles kid, it's really, really sweet.
What is it?
So he was in a store and an influencer, I don't know who the dude is, approaches him. And he's like $1,000 or like a surprise eagle or something like that. And the kid's decked in Eagles gear. And he takes the eagle or right, whatever. And he starts talking to him. And the kid had been, there's a children's hospital nearby. Mm-hmm. And the kid had been to the children's hospital, like he said, 17 times. Okay. And the guy's like, do you mind me asking? And he has juvenile arthritis.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And is in a lot. He's like, are you in a pain right now? And he's like, yeah, my back or whatever. So he gives him two tickets to an Eagles game during the regular season, right? But then fast forward, the team gets it, hears about it or whatever, and they had him there on the floor of the Super Bowl,
wow,
man.
Cool.
Bradley Cooper holding him. It was so cute.
That is super cool.
He did have a lot more swag when he brought the Eagles out.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. It was way better.
Yeah. I got to say, the Eagles are a passionate bunch because I didn't think there were I didn't think there were this many Eagles fans down where we live, because I went to Live at the Battery, which is like this big sports bar. I was like, this will be a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. We walk in. It might as well have just been a fiddle Philadelphia Eagles bar.
Yeah.
Everybody was decked out in green. Everyone had their beads on. When they were cheering, I was like, oh, the Eagles must have done something good. Whereas last year, I went to the same place. Everyone was cheering for the Chiefs. So I don't know if we just have like a bunch of bandwagoner fans, but people were pulling out for Philly yesterday.
Yeah, Philly fans are some of the most passionate in the country for any one of their teams right there. And the fact, I think, also that Kansas City has been there so many times, because maybe it was just the way I was watching the game. It felt like there were more Eagles fans inside the stadium also. And I think when you win so many Super Bowls, you know, you win two in a row as a fan, you get kind of complacent. It's happened here in Atlanta. The Braves were winning, 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 winning. And then people weren't even showing up to the playoffs because we're like, ah, I've been here before. You know what? Get to game seven of the World Series, then we'll show up. But Philly fans wanted this so badly.
You know who was upset? Those Swifties. Because there was not a lot of Taylor Swift on that screen last night.
Girl, I was bummed. Everyone was like, what team are you rooting for? What team are you rooting for? I'm like, I'm team love. I'm like, I don't care if they win or lose. I just want a sweet little moment on the field with them. And we didn't even get that.
Nothing.
The Burt
Show. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.